Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Simen Shin Gimel. We are up to Sif Yutes. We are on the bottom of page Tzadi Beis, about to turn on to page 184. The Mechaber says in Sif Yutes, Tzorech lahazir lanoshim shelo yitaltalu machat shenita chuda o uktza losum batziifim. One needs to warn the noshim that they should not be moving around a needle that had its sharp end removed or its back end removed, to be using such a needle to close together their head covering, that they should not be doing on Shabbos, going outside that way. El im kein nitel mi'er Shabbos chudav uktza, unless before Shabbos already they had the pointy part and the opposite end both removed, the yichad ol l'shem kach, and they designated it for that purpose, and then it would be mutter. So says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Samaches, Machat Shenitol, Mari B'machat She'ena Nekuva. We're discussing over here in Sif Yutes a needle that does not have a hole. She'esh lo kesher of Berosho. It has a thick knot on one end, Shekorin Shpilke, V'hu Nikra Oketz. That is called the Oketz of the needle. V'ayidei She'nital Mimena. And through that side being removed, O She'nital Chuda, or having the tip of the needle removed, Nisbatel Mimena Shem Kli. It loses the shame kli, and therefore it's a problem. Look in the Magen Avram, who argues in the Mechaber, and he holds, granted, when it comes to a needle that has a hole, there it's correct that by removing the pointy part, or the opposite point of the needle, it loses the shame kli, like we see later in Hilchas Mukta. Nekuva, however, when it comes to a needle that does not have a hole, lo nisbatel shem kli mimena ad sheyenot lushneihem. Then says the Magen Avraham, it does not lose the shem kli until both ends of the needle are removed. Tahaynu chuda v'ukta. Umikomakom le'inyan yichad me'er Shabbos, but still, if one designated it for use from Erev Shabbos, l'kuli alma mahani afilu b'macha nekuva v'nit lushneihem. Everyone agrees that it will help if you're miyachid before Shabbos, even a needle that has a hole, and even if it was, both ends from the needle were removed. Continues the Mechaber Vayter in Sivchof. Habonos ketanos shenokfim oznehem. Young girls that make holes in their ears, they get their ears pierced. Kedei loseis behem nizomim kishiyigdalu. And the reason they're getting the ears pierced is so they can wear earrings when they get older. Uchidei shelo yisosmu hanekovim nosnim behem kesomim. And in order that the holes in their ears should not close up, they put little wood chips into the holes in their ears. Mutter loseis behem. They are allowed to go out with these wood chips in their ears on Shabbos. Vuhu adinim nosnim chutin ba'usam nekovim. The same thing would be true if instead of putting wood chips there, they play strings, they would also be mutter to go out that way. If they're not colored, so then they can go out with those strings in their ears as well. However, if these strings that are hanging from the ears are colored, then it is forbidden. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Samachtes, Mutter Lotzeis Behem. So these kesomim, the wood chips that they place in their ears so the hole should not close up, that they made so that they should be able to wear earrings when they get older. So Mutter Lotzeis Behem, says the Mishnah Berurah, De Orecha Behochi V'lav Masuihu. That is a normal way for an Isha to go out, and therefore that's not considered a load. Tzvuim Aser, Sif Katan Ayin, but if the strings that are hanging from the hole in the ear are dyed, they're colored, then it's Aser. De Chashuvim, having colors on the strings give them more chashivas. V'dilma sholfa umachvia, and they were worried she might remove them to show them to her friends. V'ayim b'magen Avram shemitzadet lomer. Look in the Magen Avram who leans to say da'afilu b'tzvuin, even if the strings are colored, ain less or you should not aser ki'im b'besula shedarka lios ozne magulos. The only grounds to aser if it's a besula, who her normal way is that her ears are revealed, because she's not covering her hair, her ears are revealed, there is its concern that she might take out these things in her ears to show them off. But a married woman that her normal way is that her ears are covered with her head covering, it's not the normal way for her to be removing these things from her ears to show them off, because it's a big pain. It's difficult. She has to remove the tzif and move it out of the way to get her ears revealed in order to get it out. And therefore, that would be more lenient. Like we made this chiluk between the ears being covered or not in sivches lagab the earrings. Looking in Baralacha where I explained the ladas kamri shonim gabin esua aser bechut and svuim, that we explained that according to some rishonim, even by a married isha, it will be aser to go out with these colored strings. Says the mechaber vayter sivchof aleph yotzeis isha ruula. A woman can go out on Shabbos ruula. What does that mean? Continues the Shulchan Aruch, v'hu shem me'atefes kol rosha chutz me'aponim. It's a woman who is covering her entire head except for her face. So even though she has this head covering that's covering her entire head except for her face, she's still allowed to go out that way on Shabbos. Says the Mishnah Berurah, sefkatan ayin alef chutz me'aponim, ba'aruch hu b'rashi isa chutz me'ha'aznayim. Chutz me'ha'inayim, rather. Rashi and the Aruch both learn that it doesn't mean to say chutz me'aponim except for the face which is revealed. It means except for the eyes which are revealed. The rest of the head and face is covered. V'kamash mulan, the chiddush is the gamze derech malbushu. That's also considered derech malbush. That's not considered carrying, and she can go out that way on Shabbos. Says the Mechaber Vayter Sivcha Biz. Porefes. Pirish kosheres b'shabbes al ha'egos v'al ha'even. One is allowed to be wearing, as we'll see, some kind of garment that she's wrapping around herself. One end has some kind of clip, and it's attaching on the other end to a nut or to a stone. So porefes b'shabbes al ha'egos v'al ha'even. She can close up this garment using a nut or a stone. Sheyichadeto lekach, that she designated for this purpose. V'yotzeis bo, and she can go out with it on Shabbos. Aval al hamatbeya osa lifruch b'shabbes. But if on the end of the garment is not a nut and it's not a Evan, rather it's a coin, that's going to be usur. Delav bar tiltulhu. Because an Evan, matbeah rather, is not something that you move on Shabbos. Velo mahani b'yichud. Since it's not really fit for tiltul, it is not helping if you are miyachidit. However, v'imparfa olav me'er Shabbos, but if you already wrapped yourself and attached it from before Shabbos, mutter lotzeis will be Shabbos, then you can go out with it on Shabbos. And Mishabura will explain, beginning in Sevkotan Ayin Beis. Porefes. V'hainu, shemis atefes betalis. She's wrapping herself in a talis. Sheyesh b'rosha ha'echa ritzua. That one end of the talis has a strap. V'kosheres even o eges b'rosha hasheni. And she ties on a stone or a nut on the other end of the talis. V'koreches ha'ritzua be'even. And she attaches that ritzua to the even. Opa ego shelo yipol ha'talis me'aleha. To keep her talis on, she attaches the ritzua that she put on to the even or the egos. It does not appear like one who's trying to intend to carry out the stone or the nut. Everyone knows that this is needed. Unlike the case that we just had of the piece of salt that she puts in her mouth in Sif Tezvav, she'ena kol yodim she'itzrich l'kach, not everyone knows that she needs that for refuah, v'lochein yesh omrim shom demishum hachi aser, therefore some people say it's aser over there, because it looks like she's being sly how to get that piece of salt out. But over here it's understood that she's using it to keep her talus on, and therefore no one's going to suspect that she's doing it to be sly to carry it outside. Sifkot Katan Ayin Gimel goes on the Evan. We said she can be Porefes on an Egos and on an Evan that she designated for this purpose. Says the Mishabur Ayin Gimel, she yichadeto lakach mi bodyom. She designated it for this purpose while it was still before Shabbos. Di'ilav hachi, because if not so, gam ha Evan mukta kama matbeya, because then otherwise the stone will be mukta just like the coin. The stone that we're discussing over here, where it helps to designate it before Shabbos, that's dafka by a stone that is round, where it's a normal way to be tying this talus with such a stone that is round. Therefore, it helps designation, even if you're only designated for one Shabbos, since it is a normal way, it will be mutter to designate it for that Shabbos, and then it won't be mukta. Avalim eina agula, but if the stone is not round, lo mahani b'yichud b'Shabbos achas, it will not help to designate it for one Shabbos. Kamo shekosav simin shinches sivcha beis, like we'll see later in simin shinches. Elu im kein yichado l'kach la'olam. Unless, of course, you designate it for use forever, so then even the stone that's not round will lose its status of mukta. V'zem mahani afilu b'matbeya, and such a designation for all time use would also work to make a coin not be considered muktzah anymore, ukil al kameh, like we'll see shortly. Sevkotan ayin dalet velo mahani ba yichud. We said in the mechaber ayin matbeya it's also lifrof b'shabbes because it's labar tiltahu velo mahani ba yichud. It's muktza and yichud doesn't help. Hainu l'shabbes acha zokta mishabura yichud of a coin like we just mentioned before, like by the stone that's not round. Does not help to miyachid it for one Shabbos. Avolim yichadam mi erev Shabbos l'inyan zeh la'olam. But if you miyachid it from erev Shabbos for all time use, gam b'matbeya mahani. Even when it comes to a coin, it will help to get it out of the status of mukta. Deshuv ozil minei iser tiltul, and then it will be removed from it the iser of tiltul. Sivkaton ayin hei parfa olam mi erev Shabbos. We said if you attached it already from erev Shabbos, then it's mutta to go out even with the coin. Says the mishabura demaisa moel. The ma'isa that you did is considered like an all-time designation which will take the coin out of being in the status of mukta. That is a very important note over here, and that's note 45 where the Chazon Ish argues major with the Mishabura. The Mishabura is explaining the Mechaber, and the Pashas of the Mechaber sounds like the Mishabura, but we'll see how the Chazon Ish learns the Mechaber differently. Is that a stone that is round, which is mukta, since it's a normal way to use it, to be attaching the talus with it, you could designate it for one Shabbos. An unround stone or a coin, so that can't be designated for one Shabbos, but that can be designated for all time use, and then it won't be mukta. So says note 45, Chazon Ish Tzidid. The Chazon Ish leans to say, Sheyesh Lomar Sherak Be'Evin, that this all time designation that takes it out of being mukta is only true by an Evin. Shaderech Liyachada, because it is the Derech to be Miyachid, a stone for use. Vigam Ein Lo Shimush Acher, there's also no other specific use for the rock. Then moel yichud la'olam levatel mena shei mukta. Then the long-term designation will help to be mevatel from the stone the shei mukta. Aval matbeah, when it comes to a coin, kevan sheyesh lo tashmish kavua, since a coin has a set use, harigilu si shegam kishim yachadim osur l'shimish habeged. The normal way is that even if you designate it to be used on a garment, you're going to end up buying something in the store with it afterwards when it's no longer needed for the beged. And therefore, you're never really canceling out the shame of a coin from it, even when you're using it for a beged. And therefore, Zakta Chazon Ish, even if you're miyached it forever, it does not lose its shame mukta. Either Mechaber certainly sounds like it does. So continues note 45. Host of Al Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish adds on. Sheyesh lomar she'af ma'isa lo mevatel min ha'mabeya she'im mukta. Even the ma'isa that the Mechaber seems to say that if you already attached it from before Shabbos, even that, says the Chazon Ish, will not be mevatel the she'im mukta. Ah, Yumasha Pasak al Shulchan Aruch Shem Parfal al Madbeya Be'er Shabbos Mutter Lozidol B'Shabbos. I, the Mechaber, said if you attached it to the Madbeya, the talus from before Shabbos, you're allowed to go out with it on Shabbos. That's not because you were mevatel from it the shame matbeya. Zot the Chazon Ish, haynu mishum she'ein habege nasa basis l'matbeya. That's because the beged did not become a basis to the matbeya. Umutru l'tatlas l'matbeya min atzad al yidei beged. And therefore you're allowed to move the matbeya as tiltul min atzad through moving the beged. Ulefikach, and therefore in parfles l'matbeya al habege me'er Shabbos v'shuv asiroso. And therefore the nafkamina is, if you wrap the talus using the coin by the beged on Erev Shabbos, and then you removed it, Osir l'taltalo b'Shabbos, that coin is still mukza. Kevan shalo boto mimenu shem mukza ayidei prifazu. Zat ha-chazanish, it's not mevata the shame coin from there. So the Mishabura understands that just like a stone that's not round, if you designate it for all time use, it's no longer mukza, so too by a coin. The Chazanish says, no, you can't be mevatel the status of a coin for all time use. In this case, when you attach it from before Shabbos, you can use it, not because it's not considered a coin, because it's only tiltul menatzad, and therefore it's mukza. He has a whole reason why that's mutter, but once it gets detached, it's still a coin, and it's still mukza, and you would not be allowed to move it. According to the Mishabura, even if it gets detached, it's no longer considered a coin, you would be allowed to move it. So that is a major machlokas, halach l'maisa. Can one designate a coin for some other kind of use, and then it takes away the status of mukta, like works by a stone? The Mishabura says yes. The Chazon Ish says no. Continues the Mechaber weiter in Sif Chav Gimel. Im hoisa tzricha lahutzi egos livna. If an isha needed to bring out an egos for her son, ufarfa olav kidei lotzia, and she used it again to wrap with her talus around and attach it in order to bring it out for her son. If it's to go to in the public domain, it is usser. It's mutter. Says the mishaburis of cotton ayin vav to rishrabim, it's usser. Midrabbanan lasos kain. It's usser midrabbanan to do this. Afshu derech malbush. Even though she's carrying it out derech malbush, the ain derech otzabekach, and it's not the normal way of carrying it out. Mipnei shenirikim aremes lahotzi b'shabbos, because then it looks like she's being sly to carry out on Shabbos. Vidan, you should know the elush deya seifim after mayri be isha. Even though we're discussing them klape the isha who had in the ish, they apply to an ish as well. Continues the mechaber in sifchav dalud yotza be even takuma. An ishin can go outside on Shabbos with an even takuma. What is that? Pirish ha'aruch even yedua shekeshi al isha lo tapil. It's a special type of stone that is known that if a woman wears it, she will not miscarry. So one is allowed to go out wearing such a stone on Shabbos. Uvam Mishkal sheshoklo kinegdo kadesh lo tipo, kadesh lo tapil. She can also go out with any kind of weight that was made as an equal weight of this stone, so something that was weighed against it that has the same weight, she can also go out. That also would be a skula that she shouldn't miscarry. Vafilu lo nis abra adayin. And this din is true even if she is not yet pregnant. Says the Mishaburis of Katan Ayin Zayin, the event akuma hainu. Mashanu korin shterin shus. Shenosin noshim ubaros. It's a stone that women that are pregnant wear. Ubibir mashal al asmag kosav hamatik. The one who is matik over there by the marshal and the smag brings down. Shemotza shu even chotzots. That it's a type of pebble. V'cholol besocho. And there's a hollow, there's a space inside of it. The even cotton besocha cholal ki inbal bezuz, bezug, and it has a small stone inside the hollow part of the pebble, just like the ringer of a bell. The chay nivra, and this is how the pebble is created. The hevio bel yirab, and el yirab brings it down. The minug sheshoklem ezedover kineged even takuma, and the minug was they would weigh a certain other item kineged even takuma shu gam kein moel, something that weighs the same exact weight as even takuma, also will help as a school that one should not miscarry. Vezeu shekasav. And that was the mechaber. That's what it means. When the mechaber writes, "Uva mishkol sheshaklo knegdo," the weight that is of equal weight to the stone. The isa b'shas, and the Gemara brings down, "Vehu di'ichavein v'sokal." It's only true if the weight is exact to the pebble. The hainu shenimtza achefetz me'elov muchuven l'mishkal ha'evin. You found an item that happens to weigh the exact amount. V'lo chistru mimenu o'osifu olav. You didn't take anything away from the item or add anything to make it the exact weight. It just punked happens to be the same weight. So then it has the same skula. So again, v'lo chistru mimenu, you didn't take anything away from this item that weighs the same. O'osifu olav l'chavnu, in order to make it equal. Oz yesh lo skula zo. Then it has the skula, it saves her from a miscarriage if it's the exact weight as this even. The whole reason why we're mad to her to go out with this is mishum tuhuke kameya mumcha. This is like a professional amulet, a proven amulet that is allowed to be worn out like a tachshit. Sivkoton ayin ches. We said in the last part of the mechaber, v'afilu nis abra dayin, which the pashas is saying, even if she's not yet pregnant. Zakta mishibura elo shochoshesha shema tis abir v'tapil. She's just concerned that she might get pregnant and have a miscarriage, so she's already allowed to wear it out to relax her. Now, a very important note over here, note number 47, ukeshiyodas bevado she'ena muberes. If an isha knows that she's vaday not pregnant, the Prima Gadam writes, shalotetze be'evan takuma, she's not allowed to go out with an evan takuma. Sharei ein lo kol sibo lotzespa, because she has absolutely no reason to be wearing it. Ubir, and the Prima Gadam explains, shemashikosav ha'shulchan aruch la'afilo nis'abra, when the Mechaber says that she's allowed to wear it out even if she's not pregnant, kavanosa, what the Mechaber means is, kishe'ein borulok shenis abra. It means that she's not clear that she's pregnant. Then shemuteres lotzeis misafik shemayim uberes. Then she can go out with it because maybe she's pregnant. V'chein kasav arachos chayim. But if she knows that she's not pregnant, they hold she can't go out with it. V'das lagonoshom zan orbach shemiloshen amishabura mashma shekavonas ha'shulchan aruch lahatir afilu kishayadu Allah she'enem uberes. However, zot shom zan orbach from the loshen amishabura, it's certainly mashma that he understands the kavanah of the Shulchan Aruch to be matir even if she knows for a fact she's not pregnant. Kevan shekach his skulasa shel Evan Atakuma, because that is exactly the school of Evan Takuma. Shemo ilam me'achshav, it helps from now. Shelo tapil esa uber likeshet isaber, that she will not miscarry the baby when she becomes pregnant. So we have here a machlokas. The Prima Gadim understands the mechaber that it's only mutter if either you know you're pregnant or you might be pregnant. But if you know you're not pregnant, then you would not be allowed to go out with the stone. It serves you no purpose. So Shlomo Zalman says, the Mashmos of the Mishabura, who understands the simple reading of the Mechaber, that it helps even if you know for a fact that you're not pregnant, because that's gufa, part of the school of the stone, that when you get pregnant, you will not miscarry if you wear the stone. We will stop here and continue tomorrow, Amir Hashem, with Siv Chafei.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.